that comfort is only going to be found in His promise, and you're finding your hope and joy in His promise. Isn't His promise the biggest thing that could happen? That He'll come and take you to heaven? And don't you count that promise as worthwhile and valid, considering everything? So you know in your heads that you ought to put one and one together and get two. But because of our weaknesses, we stray away from the sheepfold, don't we? That sheepfold really is concentrating on the second coming, eagerly waiting for His appearing. But we tend to stray away from that, don't we? When we took communion, we were proclaiming His death until His coming. We were announcing to the world and to each other that we trust that He is coming. But we, the Ferber family especially now, have to consciously begin disciplining ourselves to consciously dwell on the second coming. It's the thing that the world mocks. You kids shouldn't be into looking to the second coming. You should be into living a life for you.